Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. You know how much it helps out, so thank you so much. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a deleted user who says, "My female 28 husband, male 30, is cheating on me with my school bully, female 28. I just can't believe that he could fool me. His affair started 6 months ago. I could trace it 6 months back anyway. It could have been longer. There were no signs, no indications, no change of behavior, no change in the bedroom. I just found out by accident 3 weeks ago when his phone was on the nightstand. My husband was sleeping with my high school bully. I grew up in a small town and this woman bullied me severely in middle and high school. After graduation, I did everything to find a job in a bigger city and moved, leaving all the hurtful memories. I worked hard for a year, found an apartment, bought a car, and later started college. That's where I met my husband. We got married 2 years ago. I'm 8 weeks pregnant. He doesn't know yet. I will tell him eventually, don't worry. When I was in college, my bully reached out to me after we bumped into each other in a party. She was new in town and was glad she saw a familiar face. She never acknowledged what she did and I never confronted her. I didn't want to open old wounds, however, I wasn't going to befriend her, so I just rebuffed any attempt of reconnecting. She still moved in the same crowd as my husband and me. I never told my husband anything about her or our past. I wasn't even sure he knew her by name. 3 weeks ago, when my husband was in the shower, he got a notification on Messenger. I thought it was odd since he's not been active on Facebook or Messenger in ages. We know each other's code, so I looked and there was her name and pictures telling him she missed his dick. I scrolled a few messages back and there was a full conversation. I felt sick and my eyes went blurry, so I just left the phone back where it was and acted like nothing. Over the next 2 weeks, I looked in his phone whenever I could. I found out that my husband deleted Messenger when he didn't use it, except for the time he forgot. I started doing the same. Whenever he's sleeping, playing games, or out for a run, I took his phone and installed Messenger. I could trace back their relationship 6 months. They've been sleeping together for 4. A lot of graphic description of what they want to do or have done to each other, but also a lot about me, although it was often one-sided. It's always my bully asking questions and trying to get answers about me, and my husband either reluctantly answering or outright telling her not to talk about me. But they've discussed my sex life and apparently I'm vanilla. To her constant questions about if he preferred me better, he answered that it's different and he doesn't want to compare. Discussions about me often ended in him getting irritated and stopped answering for days. I've never cried as much in my whole life compared to these last few weeks. I want to leave my husband, but I don't want to tell him why. I don't want to give him or my bully the satisfaction of knowing that they hurt me. I just want to ask for divorce and just tell him that I wasn't in love with him anymore and that I'm not happy in our marriage. It won't be lying technically because he's not the man I loved and I'm not happy in our marriage. I haven't told anyone what I found, but I've told my mum that I want to leave my husband and stated the reasons above. She went berserk. This is so out of the blue and moronic, and the first question she asked was whether I was cheating on him or not. This was a preview to what probably everyone else will think and say, but honestly, I'd rather live with being the perpetrator than the victim this time. I just can't let that bee hurt me again. Watch me suffer and enjoy it. I just can't. I know I'm being irrational right now, but please put yourself in my shoes and tell me what you would do in my stead. Now, I can understand the initial feelings coming out in this one, and you guys know, you've been with me long enough now, that I was bullied in my past, and you know, whenever I think about that, they make me angry still to this day. But me personally, I'd want these people that's responsible for this, you know, to be held accountable for it, rather than you getting the blame for something that you didn't do. It also stops the people around you helping you out, supporting you when you're probably going to need it most. And from the bully's point of view, do you think they've done this like intentionally, but specifically targeted him because she used to bully that other person? That just seems like a real warped mindset to have. But JRL says, you know, I do have to say that again, while I do understand your desire to handle this the way you're planning to, some of these folks are making good points about exposing them. Even just forget the idea of letting everyone you both know about the affair. There could be legal benefits you're missing out on. Good point. Having the clear proof of the affair could put you in a much better position in regards to alimony, child support, custody, etc. Then you'll be the one filing for divorce and leaving him for no reason. You might want to at least get those screenshots first, just in case, and then talk to a lawyer about it to get their advice on the best way to do this before you make your final decision. Huntress145 says, don't keep the secrets of a cheater. You need a support system too. People can't properly support you if they don't know how and what you might need. You are not a victim, you're a survivor. You've already made the hard choice to leave and say you deserve better. You are not just taking it, you're fighting back and your strength shows. Don't let these people take the truth too. You don't need to be a martyr for them. Actions have consequences, and they get theirs, and you will have a great life for yourself and baby. Dancing in a Hot Tub says, so, you're going to keep quiet and open up yourself to bullying by protecting your husband and his mistress's hide. Seems like they're going to win with your plan. Also, do you want your bully to be your kid's stepmom? Because if you go down this route of letting yourself be painted as the villain, then that's a very real possibility. People will back them up, especially if they think you're the one that cheated. Heck, they might even root for those two as they see your bully as the one that came to your husband in his time of need. Think with your head on this. You aren't that little girl that got bullied and couldn't stand up for yourself, so don't act like it now. From one former bully kid to another, stand up for yourself and control the narrative, and for God's sake, collect evidence. NeutralGood079 says, I would not take on the shame here. Screenshot all the messages and send them to yourself first. Don't let them make you the perpetrator because you're setting yourself up. Lawyer up, and I would seriously think about whether you want a child with this man. It's still early enough to make that decision. You are not her victim. She honestly is a loser for going for someone married. You're only a victim if you choose to be one, so instead of rolling over and letting them paint you to be the problem, take back the power here. Get a lawyer quietly, decide about the baby and drop the bomb and receipts all at once. Tell your mum he cheated and get support. Silence protects the cheater, not you. And one more from Golden Stars who replies to this saying, this OP. Unknowingly, they gave you the power to expose them. Bullying that used to work in school often won't pass in adulthood, and most people won't look fondly at a lady who knowingly went after a married man with a pregnant wife because of some teenage grudges. It's honestly quite pathetic and puts her in a bad light. And as for him, he has no idea that you know. There's a chance that if you play your cards right, you might get him to admit everything and get that divorce. I understand not wanting to be a victim. Bullying leaves some horrible scars. But by remaining quiet, you give them a chance to control the narrative and hurt you further, even though you have a means to get yourself the support system you need. Lots of strength, OP. You can do it. And now let's move on to the update to find out what OP did. So the update says, hi again. I shouldn't have deleted my throwaway before writing an update with what I decided to do. Thank you all for the support. I've read all your replies and I've had them in consideration when making my decision on how to deal with my failed marriage. And here's some points before the update. 1. Many said I needed a lawyer. I don't know about that. We don't have assets more than a joint account for monthly expenses and a joint account where both of us can do whatever withdrawals. I have already transferred my contribution to my private account. 2. I'm not trying to protect my husband and his affair partner or their reputation. I just don't want to give them, her, the satisfaction of knowing how much they've hurt me. I've read all of your comments and the majority thinks I have the wrong approach. I've decided to follow my guts. 3. About terminating my pregnancy. I'm pro-choice, of course, and I've chosen my baby even before I knew I was pregnant. I can't decide to get rid of it only because I don't want to be with its father anymore. me and my brothers are children to divorced parents and we turned out decent enough. About my bully being the stepmom, the chance is slim and not good enough to convince me to get rid of my baby. I already love it more than anything in the world. I have broken the news to my husband that I'm leaving him. Had already talked to my friends about it, and being unhappy in my marriage seemed good enough reason for them to support me. One of them offered me her place until I find my own. I got really emotional and hugged her and cried because that meant I could leave my husband's apartment now. He was shocked when I told him. I don't think he took me seriously at first, but he asked me if he did something wrong. I told him that I'm simply not happy with him and I think I'm still too young to waste my life in an unhappy marriage. He said he had noticed me being distant this past month, but never would have guessed I was unhappy with him. He begged me to tell him what's wrong, because this can't be it. He believed me, however my friend came to take me with her. This was Thursday. He's been calling multiple times a day, but I haven't answered. He showed up this morning to my friend's house and begged me to have breakfast with him. I agreed. He looked like he hasn't slept or shaved since I asked for divorce. I told him that I was pregnant and I'm keeping it, but he didn't have to be a part of his life if he didn't want to. His phone was on the table and he got a notification from Messenger. So he had forgotten to delete the app before meeting me. When I saw her name, I told him, oh, is that her name? You know, she used to bully me in school back when we both lived in this town. He froze. Oh, I haven't told you about her. I told him everything she did and how it affected me. How she never apologized about anything. He was silent the whole time and just looked at me. I ended it with, be careful with her. I don't think she's changed much to tell you the truth. He grabbed my arm and just watched my face like he wanted to see if I knew something. My plan is to buy a small apartment because that's all I can afford right now. A one bedroom is enough until I have my baby and it's old enough to need its own room. I can upgrade later when I've saved more. I'm not leaving this city. I've spent my best years here and have the greatest memories. I have my friends around me and hopefully they will be supporting me when the divorce is a fact. I've already filed for divorce, but he's probably going to ask for a thinking period. I'm not in a hurry though. Everything will get better. For now, I want to cry, try and get over him and heal and be there for my baby. So, do you think that he knows, OP knows about the affair? From the way it was being described there, it felt like, you know, he definitely knew that she knew now. The way he grabbed her arm was expecting something. And whether I agree or anyone else agrees, I think OP did what they thought was best for themselves, for their own mental well-being by taking this high road that they've taken. But the question still comes to me as well afterwards, you know, about the bully. And what was the bully's end goal in this? Is she just trying to destroy OP's life? That's what it almost felt like in some ways. Might be totally wrong there, but certainly felt that way because she was asking questions about OP as well in the first post. And it's always a thought that goes through my head after, like, I think about, occasionally think about my bullies. And I think, do they ever think about how they affected my life? Are they resentful for it? Or, you know, most likely it doesn't affect their life at all. You know, it's just another day to them, what they were doing, which is something that really always pisses me off. But hey, anyway, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Apologies for my waffle there. And let's move on to another story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now this next story is from JollyTooth7274, who asks, am I the asshole for saying my husband is a good father? And of course comes with an update as well. When he was in his early 20s, my husband got a girl pregnant. They were casually dating in college. They had a lot of mutual friends. He didn't want to be a dad and told her as much, but she was adamant about keeping the baby. He was supportive through the pregnancy, but was clear he didn't want to be involved. He wanted to renounce his rights, but ended up with an agreement where he still pays child support but doesn't do visitation nor has involvement in any parental decisions. The girl is now 12. He hasn't met her, nor plans to ever do. I met him 8 years ago. We've been married for almost 7. He told me about the whole having a bio child out there very early on. I was and am fine with it. It is sad that a child came to the world under those circumstances, but I don't think he was wrong for choosing not to be involved. We now have a 5-year-old son. My husband has always been wonderful to me. That's why I fell in love with him. He was great during the pregnancy and birth and has been doting on our son and me ever since. I think he's a wonderful dad and husband. The problem. 2 of his friends married their college girlfriends, whom were and are friends with his bio daughter's mother. In now 3 occasions, in conversations where I said, "My husband is a wonderful father," one of them said something snarky and mean like, "Yeah," to only one of his children. Over the weekend, we attended to one of them kids' birthday parties. I was chatting to another mum about motherhood and said that it's easier when you have a good team player in your spouse. The homeowner mum chimed in to say loudly, "If only the mother of his child had the same." Later, I confronted her in the kitchen. Said I was very tired of her and other friends' comments about my husband, that she didn't need to invite us to things or spend time with us if she didn't want to, but it was super disrespectful to be constantly insulting him as a father. She told me she initially liked me but finds it distasteful and rude that I keep praising my husband as a good father when I'm well aware that he isn't, that she will always make sure to correct me because it's not okay that he got away with what he did and now he gets to play happy family with me and our son. The conversation went south from then on and, of course, we left. The other mum friend texted me yesterday to tell me she completely backs up what the other said and that I'm horrible for marrying and having a kid with a deadbeat on, and on top of it to praise him as a good dad. I have no doubts of my feelings. My husband has been and is great with our son and with me. I guess I never thought how my words could be insensitive towards his bio daughter and her mother, whom I've never met. But am I the asshole for occasionally saying my husband is a good father when talking to people? Should I stop? And we start straight away with Lemonby, who says not the asshole. What, expect him, a stranger to this girl, to leap back into a middle schooler's life and expect everything to go well and be immediately considered her dad? Was he a good father to her? To her? No, he wasn't there. But he was good for her. He paid his dues and knew he wasn't ready to raise us, so instead of trying anyways and doing more damage than good, he stepped back until he was ready to do a take two. That's a mature father. Tiny Willingness 686 says, not the arsehole. Your husband wasn't in a serious relationship. Was very clear he wasn't in a place to be a father. The baby mama chose to continue the pregnancy, knowing she was going to be a single parent, and your husband has paid his agreed upon child support. He sounds like a wonderful, loving father to your shared son, and it sounds like that was because he was in a place in his life when he was ready to build a family. Cut Lanky says, not the arsehole, you say is a good father to your shared child. I believe you. If the college girlfriend had chosen an abortion instead of having the baby, none of these people would be loudly admonishing her about it at parties 8 years later. She chose to keep the pregnancy knowing he did not intend to be a father to the child. How is he bad for doing that if she wouldn't be bad had she chosen not to be a mother? He could have signed away his rights, in some states, without paying any support, and he and the mother made an agreement for him to provide financial support. Key word being, he and the mother made an agreement. It's none of anyone or theirs business to be shouting him out about it years later in front of his wife and child no less. They are being gigantic assholes. Honestly, I would avoid these people. Your son doesn't need to hear assholes talking shit about his dad like that. But let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So the update says, the verdict on my original post was not the asshole, but people were raising concerns about my husband's bio daughter's well-being. I also got advised to cut contact with this woman and to tell my husband, Tim, what they were saying about him. So I spoke with Tim after I posted here. He decided to speak with his friend, John, about what his wife Jane was doing, and we will cut Jane off. After Tim spoke to John, we learned the truth. Turns out this wasn't about Tim or me at all. I can only say what John authorized me to share. Even when this is anonymous, he prefers not to go into details. While still in college, John and Jane also had an unplanned pregnancy, and he wanted an abortion, but she didn't. They were still discussing what to do when she had a miscarriage, early stage. They never told anyone because she didn't want to, and John respected her wishes. My husband never knew about this and felt terrible for them. While they moved on and eventually got married and had kids, it's obvious she isn't over it and harbors resentment towards him for his stance at the time. Since our son was born, it seems like she has been occasionally unloading her feelings onto Tim because she feels this is how it would have gone for her if she didn't miscarry. This is what John said. I haven't spoken to Jane, so I don't know her side. John confronted her after Tim spoke to him. They had a big fight because John did not like her actions and immediately saw what was the real reason behind them. He's staying in our guest house for almost 2 weeks now, but we hope they will work through it for the sake of their family. She hates us even more now, though, for hosting him. So we are not really sure how our friendship will fare if/when they reconcile. The most important part of the update, John contacted Bio's daughter's mum, Callie, after fighting with Jane. He told her everything and asked her to stop feeding Jane's irrational feelings because she was taking them out on us instead of him and causing problems for Tim. Callie ended up contacting me on social media. This was an absolute first. We never interacted in any way before, and I did freak out about it when I saw her first message. She was wanting to speak to me, mother to mother, and clear things out. So I responded and we got to chatting. Tim was informed. She said she wanted me to know she didn't want anything more from Tim than what they had agreed on, that she never fed anything to Jane regarding him. They don't even talk that often, and she wanted no part of this mess nor to be dragged into it. I told her we had a feeling she wasn't involved in the situation and appreciate her telling me, but really, this had nothing to do with her, and I apologized if the drama disturbed her and her daughter. We got to chatting from there, and she's a lovely person. She is married and her husband, Sal, has been in their daughter's Ellie life since she was 2, and she calls him Dad. They also have a younger daughter together. She knew about Tim being married to me and us having a son because apparently Jane shared those things with her despite her telling her she had no interest in hearing about him. So, I updated Tim of my chats with Callie all along. After some reflection and back and forths, we ended up having video calls, the 4 of us, Tim and I, Callie and Sal, just this past weekend. It was awkward at first, but we talked about Ellie mostly. We saw pictures of her, a beautiful girl. The gist of this is, Sal and Callie have been wanting him to adopt Ellie officially, but they were honest about their finances would suffer from losing the child support. Plus, the biggest obstacle was they didn't want Ellie to lose a college fund or trust fund from Tim, because they would have a very hard time providing college funds for both their daughters in their current situation, and all the more without the child support. They're not poor or anything, but they just don't have the means for saving away that much. Long story short, after this call, it was decided that Tim will renounce paternity and Sal will adopt Ellie officially, but Ellie will keep trust fund/college fund. It'll be up to them to decide how and what to disclose to Ellie as for where the money comes from. But so far, she knows her bio father was doing his half of the financial responsibility, in other words, of course. So I don't think they'd lie to her about it. This will take some time to be finalized. We only just started and we still need to consider if and when our children want to meet, which is a difficult topic to tackle, and we agreed to continue discussing it over time. But we are all happy. Tim says this is how it should have been all along. And Callie and Sal seem thrilled about finally being an official family. There was even a very nice moment when Sal told Tim, "You have a lovely family," and Tim replied, "Thanks, so do you." So thanks, Reddit. If I hadn't posted here, maybe none of this would be happening. Wow. And what a wonderful little ending to that story there. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? If you was OP, how do you think you may have handled it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. Never any pressure to do so, but if you'd like to support the channel further, you can do so by clicking that link in the description for Patreon or clicking the join button down below for YouTube and becoming a member there. But as always, there's never any pressure to do so. You just being here is way more than enough. Honestly, thank you so much and I will see you soon. Take care. Much love. Goodbye. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs.
brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.